Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Planning for Retirement. My name is Scott Nelson with Mount Star Financial, and this is my lovely daughter, Elise, also an advisor with our firm.
Hi.
So Elise gets to pick the topics and pick my brain, what's left of it, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, so a lot of times we come up with different topics and ideas just from meeting with clients and with different people and different questions that they have. And so we like to do these that way. There's a place for them to listen and get answers that way. And so today I thought we could talk about money management. I know that's a broad, topic, but it's mid-year. Well, closing on the second half. But a lot of people make their goals in January. And so a lot of times, though, they don't really revisit or reevaluate or maybe make some changes throughout the year. And they wait till December and then they reevaluate for their goals for the next year. So I thought it would be good to talk about maybe taking, you know, mid-year and reevaluating your goals, seeing where things need to change. Maybe life events have happened and there's some changes that need to take place. Looking at retirement contributions, seeing if that can maybe be adjusted, maybe more, maybe less, to fit your cash flow. And then maybe allocations of where you have things invested, your budget that's constantly changing. And so it's good to just reevaluate. But just wanted to get your take on it and maybe some suggestions that you have.
Wow, yeah, that is a broad topic.
It's okay. Very broad, sorry.
So you might have to hit rewind on this, get a notepad.
Yeah.
But here are some suggestions. First would be to look at your finances at least monthly. It used to be in the olden days, we'd reconcile our checking account every time a statement would come in the mail. That was a reminder, okay, we should look at this. Yeah, well, they don't really come in the mail anymore. You can log in, you can find it and look it up, but we haven't really viewed it. It is my opinion, I haven't proved this scientifically, but it's my opinion that if you don't track where your money's going, it evaporates.
It does.
It just, I don't know where it went. It's just, you know.
You know, when you said, sorry to interrupt you, but I just thought of this statistic that I came across. And couples, you know, if you're married or if you're with a significant other, it's good to sit down monthly and go over finances. And they said that 49% of people or couples don't do this. And there's also 49% of couples separate or get divorced. So
coincidence?
Maybe.
I think not. So, money is always an interesting thing. It gets to be very emotional. One of the values of having a financial advisor is that the financial advisor is not emotional about your money. It's their job. They're being professional. They're going to be objective about it, or they should be.
Right.
So there's that. Finding a common language. Take a course together. Visit with an advisor together. It's always good to have both parties in a couple together, because then we can talk about your common goals. I know that with my wife, bless her heart, we'll be married 45 years. We'll celebrate that anniversary in a few more months. So to her credit, we're still here. But sometimes I find that we can be saying the same thing, but using different words, and we're not understanding that the other partner is expressing the same goal and objective because we said it differently and I understood her differently than what she meant.
Right.
Or vice versa. So common advisor, common class, get some language together. Have some goals. Goals are fabulous. How do you know if you're making progress if you don't have a goal that you're shooting for?
Write it down.
Yeah. Put it down. Make your vision board. Do whatever works for you. But goals are important. Visiting your finances monthly is important because things change. Sometimes your children become teenagers and they're going through shoe sizes faster and groceries way faster and so on. They hit a senior year. Senior year of high school scarred me. That's an expensive year of schooling. There's a lot of money that goes out for things in senior year. Etc. Whatever your goals are, have a budget, plan for it. How are you sitting? And don't forget retirement. It'll be here before you know it, and you'll not be ready if you've not made preparations. So review your retirement goals. Did you get a raise? If so, did you increase your contributions to your retirement account? How are those accounts performing? Do we want to change Roth versus traditional in our contributions? How's your emergency fund holding up? Because emergencies keep happening. The air conditioner, the car, the fill in the blank. Are we there yet? And if we are, maybe we can take those monies that had been going there and boost another goal.
Or it will evaporate.
So. Yeah, you're right. It will.
Yeah. It's one of those things. I think you control it or it controls you. And I talk with young people all the time, and they just kind of, they spend what comes in instead of having a plan and making a budget where, you know what, I'm going to spend this much here. And obviously it needs to adjust all the time. It's not set in stone. And that's why we thought we'd talk about this, is that we're halfway through the year. It's time to reevaluate and go over things and your goals specifically. But you should be talking with, you know, about your finances at least monthly. So
Review them regularly. See where things are. Are they going the way you thought they should? Not to say keep moving things around all the time, but just monitor. What's that expression? Inspect what you expect and make sure you're making progress in the way you would like to. This time of year, we're currently recording this in late summer. School is going to start in the near future. Dang, kids keep growing. You've got to outfit them again for another year, get their supplies, etc. Any thoughts on that?
I'm going through it. So, and I actually didn't make a budget this year. So I need to sit down before we go school shopping and kind of figure out exactly how much we can put toward clothes, how much for school supplies. There are also class fees. I mean, if your kid is doing any, band, sport.
Extracurricular.
Just any extracurricular activity, it comes along with fees. So, and those aren't surprising. I was actually talking with you about school lunches and, you know, pros and cons of, should we just pay for the school lunch or should we budget and get groceries and do it that way? I mean, either way you're budgeting, but which one should you do? And so, and that depends from household to household. And so it's just so much that goes along with school, but hopefully kids get excited about it. But I think you will too, if you have a plan in place and you have a budget.
Yeah. I've always said that you won't get wealthy by spending it all. You know, we want to save where we can. And I've been blessed to be married to a woman who makes frugal seem like a luxury. And so she can shop and find discounts. You can too. There are discount stores, thrift stores, bargain bins, etc. And my wife was also a school teacher by profession. The class lists that come out did not come from the teacher. The supply lists that come out come from vendors trying to sell you stuff. So, when you see those lists in Walmart, Target, wherever it is you shop, don't think you have to have all of that. Wait till back to school night. Talk with the teacher. See what you already have at home. You know, be prudent and wise in your spending habits.
That's great. Thank you so much. And hopefully you can take something from this and put it toward your planning goals, and hopefully it'll make a difference.
And we're here to help. Mm-hmm. If there's something that you think you would like to ask and we're afraid to, don't be. We're harmless. Set up a free consultation. We'd be happy to review and give a professional assessment as to how you're doing on your road to retirement with all the things that happen along the way. We wish you nothing but the best of success, but like we like to say, plan well so that you can retire happy.
Yeah, great. Until next time.